Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 AM, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, and they might be pretty busy with the temps today, you can go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Mm-hmm. Got a four-man junk show this Tuesday morning. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Jason Bishop is here too.
And you're not lying about the heat, bro.
It's rough.
Yeah, gotta get through tomorrow and I think Thursday to cool. Friday's supposed to be 77.
Make sure that AC's working. Make sure you've updated your filter recently.
Of course
All that good stuff. John Paul Flame is here.
Oh, I haven't changed my filters in months.
Oh, you got to do it. It's important. I think it is.
Yeah.
You're going to pull that old filter out. It's just going to be filled with like dirt and hair and dust. And you just need a new one. You just need to hook it up.
Yeah, we need like four.
Yeah, you need a lot.
Yeah.
You need to hook it. Do you have to replace them?
And Eric Bickle here, too.
Yeah, Dina replaced at least one of ours yesterday.
The man of the house, Dina Bickle,
yeah,
replaced the filters.
I can't remember if she did the upstairs. I think she might have done the upstairs one. But yeah, she stays on top of that. I mean, it's like something I never think about. She's good about
it's
that.
It's not your thing.
Not my thing, buddy. I'm not good with, like, she's constantly vacuuming out the lint that goes into comes out of the dryer.
Oh, yeah, that's, unless you want a dryer fire.
Yeah.
If you want a dryer fire, leave all that lint.
She's got one of these little special tubes so that she can get behind everything that you need.
That's right.
Suck all that lint out.
Very important.
Take care of it.
She's good with that.
Were you out there playing golf yesterday?
I did play golf.
Oh, my God. It was so hot.
It was really hot.
I can't believe you were out there.
Yeah, I'll be out again today.
It's melting out there.
I mean, I think I went through about 8 waters, 2 liquid IVs, and then I had 3 apples while I was playing. They put little apples in the coolers.
Ah, very good.
I picked up.
And I went through 8 shirts.
Hydrate. Huh? Got to hydrate.
Got to hydrate. And I still was a little crampy towards the end, but yeah, I don't know. It's either going to kill me or I'm just going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You'd rather do that than just sit in the house.
Sitting in the house sucks. Not really a fan.
You're not a fan of that.
Pretty sure I sat in the house pretty much once I got home.
A lot of in the house for me yesterday. Nice conditioned air.
Yeah.
Well, I like it.
Yeah.
Got to have that AC pump.
I'll get out there on Friday. I couldn't believe it's going to be 77 on Friday.
I tried.
We haven't had 77 in weeks.
When I got home,
probably since May.
I tried to watch the Billy Joel doc, which you said was on HBO Max. And I just couldn't find my password or whatever. And then Valdez and Drabby and I, we have this weird box thing that has stuff. Couldn't find it on that.
I like that description. Weird box thing that has stuff. I know what you mean.
I don't know how to describe it, but I have a weird box
thing. You
know
what's better? You don't describe it. Whatever. I think it's better just
keep
it nebulous.
But it has a lot of stuff and current stuff, and for whatever reason, it didn't have that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then I just bailed.
You weren't inclined to check out Happy Gilmore 2 after all the discussion.
Yeah, I know you're
never going to.
I don't know why. It just seems so dumb to me. I'm just not into it.
It's pretty dumb.
But it has a lot of the guys that you love.
Yeah, no, I know. I like golf, but I'm
just not interested. Yeah.
It just seems dumb to me. Like the whole Happy Gilmore thing, like running up the ball and hitting it, it seems so dumb. It's not. I mean, whatever.
Because you're a golf purist. It's hard for you to.
I don't know if I'm a purist, but it just seems dumb. So.
Well, it is dumb. Most Adam Sandler fare is dumb.
Yeah.
But he's probably become close to a billionaire
for sure.
Dumb.
I'm trying to think. I guess I haven't consumed a lot of Adam Sandler movies.
I'm dumb, and I'm not close to having Adam Sandler's portfolio.
Yeah, I mean, nobody is. But I'm trying to think, what was the last Adam Sandler movie that I consumed? I don't know. Hard for me to think.
That's
a
good question.
Uncut Gems, probably.
I like that one. I did like that one, and that was different.
He's in a different role there.
That was different. Like, it was a more serious.
From what I remember, he's kind of a scummy guy in that movie. I don't remember
everything
about it.
Very frenetic movie.
It was a good movie, though, dude.
It didn't end well for him. Sorry, spoiler alert. The movie's been out for like 10 years.
I like that one. I don't even think I saw like Waterboy. I don't think I saw that.
Well, that's dumb, too.
Yeah. Yeah, most of his movies, I think, are dumb.
He majors in dumb.
Yeah.
But it's been the calling card for his career.
Oh, yeah, we should all be so lucky.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying it's just not my thing.
Yeah, my wife asked me if I would watch it with her yesterday. I said, not really into it.
You crinkled your nose up.
So
at
I watched
her?
Training camp live on NFL Network.
Just going around different camps.
I just go around different camps, interview players and coaches. On. Yeah, it's stupid, but at least they're showing live footage of.
Well, you might want to watch Happy Gilmore so you avoid real life horror stories like the guy walking into the building in New York City with a gun and mowing down four people because he had an axe to grind against the NFL because he thought he had CTE from playing youth football.
Bizarre.
I'm not even going to name the guy because that's part of why they do these things is they want infamy.
Yeah.
In their wake.
Yep.
But he was this 27-year-old guy from Nevada who drove to New York City.
Drove all the way to New York.
With, I guess, intent to murder people that are associated with the NFL. He went to the wrong floor, and then he shot himself and killed himself.
It's so weird because he
after he
the
killed
video,
four other people.
He's walking in just carrying that rifle, and just no one, I guess, notices. People just doing their own thing.
Well, I mean, I guess by the time he double-parked his car on the street, and then you walk into a building is, 15, 20 seconds?
Yes, it's just wild that you could get that far and nobody really noticed. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, guys got to
We've all been in New York City when, the hustle and bustle and, you're just walking around, minding your own business.
But it wasn't even he was concealing it. He was just carrying it by
his leg. He was just on a mission.
Leg.
He just knew he wasn't making it out of there alive.
So weird when you go on a suicide mission like that. What a dummy. And then it's wild, too, how, within minutes of him sort of being identified, they have the video of him after a high school game or something being interviewed. You're watching a kid at 15. He looks like a sweet kid. Something just happened.
Yeah. It's a horrible story.
Yeah, horrible story.
I mean, he killed a cop.
I mean, these
who had two kids, got third kid on the way.
People have these mental health issues, and then you give them weapons. I mean, how about the guy who stabbed 11 people at the Walmart?
Yeah, I mean, that's another horrible story.
I mean,
thank God they had the other guy there that had the gun. Weapon.
Yeah,
it's like former, an ex-Marine.
Former Marine.
Was able to take care of that situation. But my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a horrible story.
Keep your eyes on a swivel.
Two people that were murdered in Arkansas in the on the hiking trail.
Yeah, I saw that story too.
What was that one?
It's crazy.
It was a couple
with their daughters,
with two relatively young daughters,
nine and seven,
hiking on a trail somewhere in Arkansas, and they were attacked by some guy. Murdered them, I guess I would assume while their kids were there.
Kids were right there. Yeah, the kids started screaming.
And then what did they catch the guy?
No, they
I don't think he's.
Yet.
Yeah, he's still on the lam.
Weird. Yeah. Don't go for hikes.
Just a lot of mayhem in this opening.
A lot of bad
in this
news.
Opening segment.
A lot
today.
Of bad news yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I did watch some of the Adam Schefter stuff where he was going around, and they were kind of updating the holdout situation. It seems like. Believe it or not, it seems like the Trey Hendrickson situation might be a little bit closer to being resolved, almost.
What did he say?
Well, he said that they have the average, the AAV, pretty much worked out. It's basically just down to guaranteed number of years.
Oh, years, okay.
And initially, they only wanted to give two. Now, they may be willing to budge to initially, they only wanted to give one, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Then they've compromised to two. But he's not going to settle for less than three because that's what the other guys are getting.
Right.
Yeah.
So
wants to get paid. Everybody
but it does
wants to
seem
get
like,
paid.
It does seem like they're getting closer. The McLaurin situation, which I know we'll talk about throughout the show at various times, that doesn't seem like it's much closer.
No, it doesn't. And we'll definitely dive deeper into that.
Well, then Buddy Baker with him yesterday at camp.
Yeah, he was there.
He's been there every
day.
He's been there the last couple days.
And then the Courtland Sutton contract makes it more interesting.
Yep, he signs a deal too.
Yeah,
basically the same age.
All right, so coming up later on the show, Joel Corey, former sports agent who's awesome, who works for CBS Sports. We will talk to him at 8 o'clock all about the McLaurin deal, Hendrickson, and more. And David Sampson, former Marlins exec. He's got a podcast, Nothing Personal with David Sampson. He's always great, too. He'll join the show coming up at 9:15. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. Sad news for a baseball legend. Bryce Harper has a confrontation with the MLB commissioner, a Dion Health update, and more. We'll do all that next here on The Fan.